I think clearly that a lot of people involved in this situation from the government's perspective on through acted without all the facts. Now, as you saw Secretary Vilsack's statement from last evening, now that we have greater knowledge and a broader fact set, he is going to review all of those facts, and that's what he'll talk to Ms. Sherrod about today.
So does the Secretary plan to offer her her job back?
Well, again, I think that's something that...
It's Daffy Duck, the famous movie star.
You're taking the food right out of my mouth.
The Secretary and Ms. Sherrod are going to talk through those next.
Stand up, boy. You're tripping over your own feet.
What was the President's involvement in this? Can you walk us through that from when he first found out the President?
Welcome to Rexman Haven.
I believe the President was briefed on this sometime yesterday.
I feel better already.
Most likely in the morning. This was... as you heard Secretary Vilsack say yesterday, a decision.
That dog, I say that dog, strictly GR. Gibbering idiot, that is.
That was made by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The President was briefed yesterday and has been briefed, obviously, today as well.
That, I say that dog's busier than a centipede at a toe-counting contest.
So did he or anyone at the White House direct that she be fired?
Not to my knowledge, no.
That's fair and square, and if you'd stop all your arguing and jawing, you'd see my side of it. Yep, yep, yep. Keep that mouth flapping and do no listening.
And to a lot of people trying to follow this story, they see a government employee who ends up losing her job because of comments posted on a videotape that appears to be taken out of context. It just looks bungled. Is that a fair way to put it?
Well Ben, I think this is one. I think this is a fair way to put it.
I don't think this boy's got all his marbles. Shakes his head when he means yes, nods when he means no.
Hey, that's a joke, son. Hey, boy, pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
This will be more fun than a barrel of half-witted money.
Members of this administration, members of the media, members of different political factions on both sides of this.
Hey, I say pay attention, boy.
Say, what's the big idea bashing me in the bazooka that away, boy?
Have all made determinations and judgments without a full set of facts. I think that is wholly and completely accurate. I think, without a doubt, Ms. Sherrod is owed an apology.
Listen to me, boy. Pay attention when I'm talking to you.
That boy's about as sharp as a bowling ball.
I would do so certainly on behalf of this administration. I think if we look back and decide what we want to learn out of this, I think it is, as I said, everybody involved made determinations without knowing all the facts and all the events.
That dog, I say that dog is lower than a snake full of buckshot.
Why do you think that happened?
I can't speak for everybody involved, but I think we live in a... things whip around. People want fast responses. We want to get fast responses, and...
Jackpot! Hey, that's a joke, son. Don't you get it?
I don't think there's any doubt that if we all look at this, I think the lesson, one of the great lessons you take away from this is to ask all the questions first.
This is going to cause more confusion than a mouse in a burlesque show.
And to come to that fuller understanding. I say that, again, from the perspective of this administration. I say that from the perspective of those that cover this administration. And those that are involved in the back and forth in the political theater of this country.
These kids coming up nowadays don't even know how to tie down their pumpkin.
One last one on this, that apology from the Secretary, does that reflect the President's view as well?
I did so just a few moments ago on behalf of this entire administration.
Who do you think you are, George Washington?
It does sound like you've spoken to the President about this. So what does he think of that? Does he agree that she was a victim of a rush to judgment?
Again, I don't think I'd be out here, Matt, giving you the answers that I just gave to Ben without having those reflect the feelings of the president and the feelings of members of this administration.
I was young and tender once. Feel my wing like I told you, boy. Nice man, that kid, just a little on the dumb side.
Hey, amigos, it's Daffy Duck, the famous movie star. Maybe he can get our Band-Aid job in a moving picture.
Thing. See, I mean, they're doing idea. The same. They tried to do the same thing to her that they did to her father. And they tried to do the same thing to her that they did to her father. I mean, slightly more metaphorically. I mean, thankfully they weren't literally killing her. They were just trying to ruin her life. And then, of course, the contemporary authorities of the day who did know better immediately sided against her until the whole thing was shown to be demonstrably fraudulent. And then, of course, they came out as lifelong anti-lynchers.
Hey, amigos, it's Daffy Duck, the famous movie star. Maybe he can get our Band-Aid job in the moving pictures. See, that's a good idea.
Kind of makes you want to be a Republican, because they sort of do not throw people under the bus as quickly.
Well, at least they, you know, they suck consistently, I put it that way. You know, they're consistent in sucking. But, well, you know, it was Democrats. I'm sure it was Democrats who killed their father in Georgia back in those days, right? In the solid South. Nixon won on a thing called the Southern Strategy. So, yeah, I'm okay.
Was he angry about the way this has transpired?
Well, again, look, decisions were made based on an incomplete set of facts. We now have a more complete set of facts, and a review is being done as
this
it should.
This is the first time in my life I'm not actually cynical enough to grasp it, and that is a landmark in the history of mankind.
Well, she gave us our at long last moment. Are we going to do anything with it? Probably not. America.
Now, who's responsible for this unwarranted attack on my person?
And what, if any, concern is there within the administration that the mishandling of this the charade
threw Acorn under the bus
could hurt the president and the Democrats as well in the election?
Don't believe everything you read, and don't believe anything you see coming from
Andrew Breitbart.
Question encapsulates a little bit of what I was talking about a minute ago.
What's the big idea? Don't stand there gawking, son. Speak up. The top, pay attention, son. Son, start small and look at me when I'm talking to you, son.
We have this society and this culture now that's pervasive in this town.
Now look at here, son.
Where,
Lopez, nothing to cry about.
What do you mean?
How so? The Second Amendment. Come on. Andrew Breitbart. Come on. You need a little Second Amendment.
Well, I use the First Amendment to say I don't really care that much for the Second Amendment. But, Breitbart does make me rethink my stance on gun control.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. Okay. Thank you.
What are you looking for?
That was the joke.
Okay, thank you.
Everything is viewed through the lens of who wins, who loses, how fast, by what margin.
Is any of this filtering through that little blue bonnet of yours?
A disservice was done. An apology is owed.
Nice girl, but about as sharp as a sack of wet mice.
Apology is owed. That's what we've done.
I took the vow that, you know, just like death before corporate humiliation. Screw them. I just got a follow-up call from the doctor's office.
This administration has never looked at, I think if you go well back into the campaign, never looked at a scoreboard at the end of each day.
Pay attention, boy. What are you doing? What are you doing with a pump? Pumping for oil? You're crazy, boy. There's no oil in this ground.
We hope that they
reach tell her
service.
Something specific, or
again, and I
offer her a job back.
I know we've all got deadlines. We're gonna let these conversations happen.
Stand up, son. You're falling all over yourself.
This is why conservatives look at liberals with disdain, because they are spineless, they are wimpy, and that's why people who think progressively don't want to call themselves Democrats or liberals. And this is exactly why. The guy is, because the Obama administration proves that they are easily manipulated by a liar on a, who's already been proven to be a liar, already a discredited website. Because of that, because they're afraid of Glenn Beck, they fired somebody. And does Barack Obama's administration think that they, because they fired Shirley Sherrod, that they're going to now get a bunch of racist voters in the fall? Do they really think that all the white racists are going to vote for Barack Obama because he fired Shirley Sherrod? It's the crazy. That's why this is exactly why liberals suck. This is exactly why people don't want to call themselves Democrats. And this is exactly another case of how Barack Obama is gigantically and colossally, monumentally, and historically letting down his country.
Well, why don't you tell us what you really think?
That dog's as subtle as a hand grenade in a barrel of oatmeal.
Deputy Undersecretary of Agriculture called her three times on Monday when all this was starting to unfold, was pressuring her to resign, and specifically said that the White House wants you to step down.
Yeah, again, I think I'd point you to the interview that the Secretary did with...
The Secretary said that, and told CNN yesterday, he did not himself speak to anybody inside the White House, but there are thousands of people who work at the Agriculture Department.
Right, and as I said to Ben earlier, I know of no conversations...
He just don't know when to stop.
...that have happened like that, as the Secretary said.
So no one at the White House urged...
Can I answer your question?
The Secretary is trying to reach her.
Boy, I'm cutting, but you ain't bleeding. Way for the king of the road!
I hope that the Secretary reaches her soon and they have an opportunity to talk. The Secretary will apologize for the actions that have taken place over the past 24 to 36 hours. And on behalf of the administration, I offer our apologies. Again, this is more directed at everybody writ large here. I think everybody has to go back. We will continue to, and look at what has happened over the past 24 to 36 hours, and ask ourselves how we got into this. How did we not ask the right questions? How did you all not ask the right questions? How did other people not ask the right questions?
A screwball in the back pocket. Now, that boy's as strong as an ox.
Just about as strong.
You can fault the media if you want. But
so, no, I'm not faulting the media, Jake, but no, hold on. I'm not here to fault the media.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Younger, so much younger than today.
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
But now
these days are gone,
days
I'm not so self-assured.
Now I find
I've changed my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round.
Conservatives and liberals say this administration overreacted because you're afraid of conservative commentators. Do you think there's any truth to that?
Hey, he called you a chicken.
That's what I've been telling you, boy. I am a chicken.
Chicken or schnook, in our oven, he'll look good.
Said, well, I had to hesitate because, you know, white people killed my father and, you know, in a racist incident.
I just heard that today.
Yeah.
I did not know that white people had killed her father.
Yeah, 1965.
Wow.
And so she had this thing on, you know, and her whole background. And
white people killed my father, too, actually. It was in the hospital, but, yeah.
Actually, Turks killed my father, but that's another story entirely.
Turks killed your father?
Evil Turks.
I did not know that Turks killed your father. Your father was murdered?
No, but actually, it looked like an accident, but there's a lot of, not to make a big deal of it, but there's a lot of questions about what happened. He went down in a plane, and the pilot of this plane was the brother of, I think, either the defense minister or somebody else in Turkey.
Wow,
and
there was a
lot of
it was a hit.
Between him and somebody else, so my father just got caught with 50 other people
in
a jet, and the whole jet went down to get rid of this one guy, so. But anyhow, so what happened with Sherrod is, so she, you know, she's telling this story, and she says, all right, so they come to me, and I hesitated because my job was to be helping black people, and black people were suffering, and my father had gotten killed, and I had to, and then she goes on to say, I had to overcome a lot of trouble in my own mind and my background, and I went, and I finally did help them. And it turns out that she actually went with them to an office, she helped them, and now their testimony from these people who are old.
They love her.
Without her, they would have lost their farm.
So
all of this, you know, is in the speech. So this idiot Breitbart, whoever he may be, you know, I hope he burns in hell. And so he edits this and just leaves the part where she said that, I didn't really want to help white people or whatever it was. You know, a little part of the whole context. And then it's picked up by, of course, the idiots, Fox News and all the other places. And then because, for reasons I don't quite understand, except that they have no spines anymore and no brains, then the Democrats all pick it up, and this guy Vilsack gets it, and he hears about it, and the White House hears about it because they don't have any brains either, and they say to Vilsack, better deal with it, but he claims he did it on his own. So he says...
Hold on a second. Vilsack says he did it on his own?
Vilsack said today he did it on his own.
Oh, really?
But I think
okay.
He's calling on his sword.
Yeah, you know, what they need to do is fire him and put her in charge.
You know, that's not a bad idea at all, because she wouldn't have done that to him.
No, she's...
She would have found out the larger context and not jumped to be so stupid. So, and part of this is Obama trying to, you know, convince everybody that he's not black in any way. God forbid. There's no race anymore.
As I said, I don't even know what to say, so that's why I had to call you.
It's amazing. I mean, so Vilsack, you know, right away, you know, basically gets her to resign. So she resigns, and... you know, then it turns out that the real story is, of course, that there's a larger context, that he has to come and apologize, so he looks like the moron he is. And it looks like the White House, although nobody ever says anything about it, either he did do it on his own and the White House said, you know, you better do the right thing and rehire her, which he did, or actually they screwed up and they went to him and said, you know, you're going to take the bullet for this and rehire her. So he did rehire her. But what's really the larger problem here, aside from all their stupid, you know, protecting their own ass stuff, it's the way that people learn things in this country, or really don't learn things. That's the real problem. You know, it's this fatal, poisonous superficiality that people are, and part of this is technological. It's a technological problem. Everybody's got their little devices in their hands. Everybody's looking at things every second, and they don't, people don't think longer than one quarter of a second about anything. You know what I mean? Like if you watch TV, like a TV, the shot on any kind of TV show or a commercial used to last maybe a couple of seconds so you could see what you were looking at and think about it. Now, then MTV showed up in the 80s. It lasted about a second. That was a new thing. Now, if you look at something before you can blink, within 20, 30 seconds, maybe 15 seconds, things flip from one thing to another. The human brain is unable to reflect or consider or to use its thought processes, I think, you know, when something like that happens. So the whole country, basically you've got an entire country which is afflicted with ADD. It shouldn't be USA anymore. It should be ADD. I mean, but a guy like Breitbart, I mean, these are like, it's all like the Swift Boat guys, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
They'll take one single fact and distort everything. And the trouble is, it takes two to tango. I mean, stupid people who twist facts can't get anywhere unless you've got a whole populace who's ready to absorb like a sponge stupid twisted facts. In other words, people in this country have no ability anymore to think in a deep or wide way. So any little thing that's told them, that becomes the whole thing. I really believe that.
Here's my addition to your analysis. We have this 24-hour news cycle that everybody complains about. And it's horrible. And since I don't check in on it every 24 hours, I'm not even sure what's going on. But the people who are running the country are paying attention to it. That's a problem. Because I don't think George Bush didn't pay attention to it. And I don't Clinton didn't. So
No. Well, you know, because you know what? Even though, forget about, I don't know about Bush, but guy like Clinton, you know, Clinton is almost like an old-fashioned person by now. Clinton is like a dinosaur. He actually probably studied things and thought about things. He didn't act on instantaneous reports and facts. I mean, this is the worst example I've seen yet, and you mentioned it was the Democrats, and it's shameful for them to behave this way. This is the worst example I've seen yet of people jumping on something and actually almost ruining a person's career and shaming them based on distorted facts, instantly reported to other people, instantly reported it. Do you remember, like, when you were in school, I don't know if you did this, they had this game called Telephone, I think it was called. Do you remember that? Like, we sat in school in the sixth grade, and we had, you know, it was crowded in New York City school. So there was, like, six desks or seven desks across the front, and then it was about 10 desks deep or something, a lot of people.
Yeah.
And the whole idea was this game was somebody, the teacher would tell somebody a simple one-sentence thing, which
is
facts.
Right.
And said, then turn around to the person behind you and repeat this sentence. And by the time it got around to the last person, it was so completely distorted and divorced from the reality of the original content. So what happened here is Vilsack, you know, is on the receiving end of an instantaneous game of telephone, gets a totally distorted fact, and a man who's supposed to be responsible in charge of a federal agency acts like a 13-year-old girl in a class who's playing telephone.
Yeah, but no, it's different. It's different because the fact was distorted on purpose.
Right.
And they didn't even pick up on the source, who was a complete propagandist, right-wing lunatic propagandist, who used to edit the Drudge Report. They didn't even pick up on the fact that that was the source, and they fired her.
It went from Breitbart, went from him, like you said, you described it, went from him to Fox News, which is theoretically, quote-unquote, a legitimate, of course, it is a news channel watched by 3 million people. So they felt that they had to react to it. The trouble with the Democrats is they got no balls at all.
But fact-checking, oh, my God. Anyway,
well, they,
all right.
They have to react.
Don't get me started.
Instantaneously. If they didn't react on Fox News, they would be better off every time.
They should have reacted as they are now. They would have to be in 10 miles of and taken their foot out of their mouth, you know.
Well, I mean, I think everybody is just spending so much time. My daughter got a smartphone recently, and she was sitting there, and I asked her a question, and she was so busy poking her head into it like that. I asked her a couple of questions, and she's normally very sharp and responsive. She was acting like she was retarded, and I said, this smartphone is making you dumb. You know, because every 2 seconds she was checking her text mails, she was checking her emails, she was looking at the...
Been listening to the Inner Side Radio program, a leisure service of the Pacifica Foundation. We heard.
Oh, hey, Sophie, I got my phone system hack working today. I was able to call people up and record them from my house. We got to hear from Barry Crimmins, friend of the show, Jimmy Dore, who has a program on sister station KPFK, ironically named The Jimmy Dore Show. That's from Los Angeles. And we closed with a conversation with Mike Fader, former WBAI programmer that you can hear on the Progressive Radio Network. It's on the web. His program is called The Turning Point. He's also on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, left channel, left as in commie, number 146. So, that's on at 5 o'clock on Saturday, and I'm really excited about getting the phone system working. I know, it didn't sound great. It needs
Excuse
some work,
me?
But it's just it's another hammer in
Excuse
the mighty
me.
Scooter toolbox. I'm really excited.
Hello? Do you mind if I continue?
Okay.
This and all InnerSide radio programs are archived on the InnerTubes. Simply Google the InnerSide.
There was some music by Ethan Kennedy, of course, the Beatles.
Do you mind if I continue? His name is Scooter, and he'll see y'all next week.
Oh, could I say one more thing?
No.